Thank you. רואי ג'אמפו, אתה עושה סמסים. אז היום שלוש שעות של ג'אפה, בהדרכתו של רואי ג'אמפו. מישהו חסר חרוזים? מישהו עם חרוזים? I just inquired if people have got leads. No answer. That means everyone.
Namaste, sir. Swati TV, Guru Ramakrishna, and Namaste, sir. Anybody? Every day, most devotees chant japa. Srila Prabhupada, he even says in one of his purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the most important instruction the spiritual master gives the disciples is to chant 16 rounds a day. So we all know that japa is important or even essential in our spiritual life. But there is such a strong tendency for everything that we do every day, there's such a strong tendency for it to become mechanical. And what I mean by mechanical is mindless, done without any awareness or consciousness of what it is that we're doing. And I know for myself that chanting japa, it makes such a difference in my life. And I also know for myself that it is not easy to do it in a quality way. Or there's a tendency to chant japa in a non-quality way, which means we'll get some result, and chanting in a non-quality way is much better than not chanting at all. But yet, chanting with some quality really makes a big difference. And even we have heard quite authoritatively that Prabhupada even said about himself that most of his own advancement, I mean, we can take this in many ways, came from his chanting japa. It's such an important thing. So rather than thinking of japa as just something that I have to do every day so I can move the beads, I happen to move them from the bottom up, and most people do it the other way, I think. But so I can move the little counter beads and finish my rounds. Have you finished? Yeah, I finished my rounds. To just get the rounds finished. But we can think of it, our japa, as this is a very personal and private time to be with Krishna. And that indeed is what it actually is. We can take advantage of that time to be with Krishna, or we can sort of just get it done with, get our rounds completed and get them out of the way so that we can go on with our life, with the important things in our life. So that obviously isn't going to bring a very great result with that attitude. Now, attitude is going to affect very much how we chant, how we view what we're doing when we're chanting Krishna's names on our beads. And again, the awkward thing in one sense is that every day we all chant. So we do have some freedom as to the kind of chanting we're going to do and the quality of that chanting and thereby the results that we're going to get from our chanting. And for myself, I see that if I leave, if it rarely does happen, but I leave my chanting till later in the day due to circumstances, and there's such a difference that that just chanting makes, chanting 16 rounds at least, makes. And then again, it's night and day between the difference of chanting poor quality rounds, which means when the mind is just wandering and you're not we're not really hearing the mantra, what to speak of chanting with devotion or love or prayerfully. And chanting at least attentively, it makes such a difference. Or even not even chanting attentively, but making the sincere attempt to be there with Krishna, to turn to Krishna in the form of his holy names as we chant. And it makes such a difference. It's like night and day. That's my own personal experience. And of course, this is our philosophy too. So what we'd like to do is again focus on different ways we can chant Krishna's names, and we should try to chant as best we can. Now the highest way to chant Krishna's names is of course with great love. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this, and he even quoting his spiritual master, Sripad Ishwarapuri, he said that this chanting, a mantra sar, this is the essence of all the Vedic literatures, and also it is the message, the supreme message of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant on the level of love for Krishna. Evam vrata supriya namakirtya jato ano jita chitta uchai hasatyato rodita rauti gayati unmaravan rityadi lokapaya. That one is chanting more or less, not that we shouldn't imitate, of course, because in Krishna consciousness that's one of the main principles, that we don't imitate. We just realistic about who we are. But Mahaprabhu is saying that the essence of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is to chant with wild abandon, just experiencing Krishna to such a degree, in relationship with Krishna to such a degree, that one is crying and tears are pouring from one's eyes, and then one starts laughing and falls to the ground and crying and stands up. So we can just imagine what the soul must be experiencing for him to manifest sincerely these external symptoms of tears pouring from the eyes and love and the body hair standing erect in ripilations and crying and laughing and dancing. What the soul must be experiencing to be manifesting such external symptoms. So that's the highest level, and ultimately that's the goal, but that's not where we begin usually. We begin with chanting, and then a step above chanting is making the sincere attempt to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing the sound vibration. This is a way to touch Krishna in the form of his holy names, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to touch him with our consciousness by hearing. This is the process. If we don't hear, the example I like to give, we'll have to choose someone. Who's a good person to choose today? Oh, Darya is too easy to do these kind of things. And some people will get embarrassed, but who's not going to get embarrassed? But yet, okay, I'll ask. Yes, okay, perfect, okay. Now, could you please tell me how your life went this morning? I mean, not every detail of it since you got up, but just tell me what your life was like. And keep talking. And tell me, just keep talking. Sincerely try to communicate that with me, to me.
I got up at 5 o'clock. I went to the bathroom. I made myself a cup of cold drink. I sat down on my bed for japa. After a while, I lost my concentration. I got up, messed up.
Why did you stop? I don't understand why. I asked you to do something and you just stopped in the middle of it. I feel very insulted.
Okay. How did you feel when I did what I did? Okay, how would you describe what I was doing?
Total lack of interest.
Yeah.
Concentration. You were busy with other things.
I was quite bored also. I mean, and how did you feel, just on the feeling level?
There's no communication.
Okay, but how did you feel?
Embarrassed, insulted.
Yeah, and even though you knew I was just playing, but still you felt embarrassed and insulted and everything. So Krishna says, you know, Mahaprabhu explained, Nam nama kari bahura niva sava shaktis tatapitani metas maranena kala itadrasi tava kripa bhagavan, that I can be with you, I'll be with you anytime you want, every time you want. Even like the deities, sometimes the door closes and we may want to be with them and we can't be with them, or a person may be busy or something. But Krishna says, I can be with you, I will be with you in the form of my holy names anytime you want. Anytime you want, I am there. And I'm going like this. I have no interest. Krishna says, here I am, and I show no interest. And he feels basically the same way that God felt. Insulted. And you stopped. You just didn't continue. So Krishna, so you withdrew from the relationship in one sense. But you were there, and you on your side were trying, but you withdrew. Because there's no interest on my side. So because Krishna is a person, and since God is a little part, no offense, but a little part and parcel of the Supreme Person, and like the ocean has the same characteristic. Excuse me, I have a phone call. I'll be back in a minute. It's a good ringtone, though, but it's a long time for even a good ringtone. Yeah, could you turn this off? I won't even look who it is. That shows that I'm so serious about what we're doing. So when we show Krishna that we're serious about being with him, he is very, even more attentive to us. He's there waiting for us to turn to him, and it is we who don't have much interest. So a first stage, or the attempt to be with Krishna in a real sense is just as good as success. So this first level, that's within our free will, is make a sincere attempt as we chant to be with Krishna in the form of hearing. At least I could have heard what you said. And then you would have continued, you know, just made the attempt to hear, even if there were some distractions here and there. If I was making the attempt to be with you, you sense it immediately, just as a speaker can sense when the audience has no interest in what he's saying. Or the speaker can sense when the audience is extremely interested in what he's saying. So Krishna, he's a person, he senses. He senses when we have interest and not. And this is a point that it's good to note in all relationships, but I'll speak it in relationship to Krishna, is that usually in relationships, and when especially when there's difficulties, one person is thinking of what the other person isn't doing, or what the other person should be doing, and complaining about it. And the other person is thinking about what the first person should be doing and complaining about it. So everyone is, his mind is on everyone else's business. And we don't stick to what we should be doing, which is actually our business, our responsibility. So in relationship to chanting Krishna's names, our responsibility is to try our best to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names when we're chanting japa. If we can chant with love, that's the best. But if we're not quite on that level yet, we should at least make the attempt to be with him in the form of his holy names by putting our consciousness there. And if our consciousness, our mind becomes distracted, as it tends to do, then we should bring it back and try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Just try our best. And the sincere attempt in itself is as good as success. So don't worry about successes and failures. Just try your best. Try your best. Try your best to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Now, a stage above that is, and Prabhupada spoke about that. One time he even said that someone asked him a question. It looked like a morning walk when I read it. And they asked him a question, what should I do with my mind when I'm chanting? And Prabhupada at that time answered, there's no question of your mind. What does it have to do with your mind? Just here. As if our mind doesn't intervene and get in the way. But that's how Prabhupada at one time answered. It's simple. And actually, I've had that experience when years ago in New Zealand, there's this one, I was giving a similar type of a lecture, and there was one girl who had so much trouble with her mind and was somewhat of a wild entity. And then we were chanting, and suddenly her mind caught it. What was she supposed to be doing? And just hearing. And the mind had quieted down to the degree that she could actually and simply hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra she was chanting. And at the end of the class, she just ran over and said, it's so simple. And it is so simple. But the problem is, our minds aren't so simple. But if we make this simple attempt to just slow down and don't do everything that is on our list that we have to do, just try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. Just hear the sound vibration. That is wonderful. Well, Prabhupada said that, but he also gave a very simple meaning to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But it is also simple, but it is also ever so deep, and it's true all the way to the highest stages of love for Krishna. It's a prayer. The mantra can be chanted in a prayerful way, and what is the prayer that he said is, O Lord, O energy of the Lord. Energy of the Lord is Hara or Srimati Radharani. Please accept me. And nowadays, in contemporary so-called civilization, even being accepted, everyone feels so rejected. If we could be accepted by Krishna, if we feel accepted by Krishna, if that's our desire, to be accepted by Krishna as his servant, if that could be our sincere prayer as we chant, that is also one stage above the just hearing. please, Krishna, oh Lord, oh energy, but please accept me as your servant. Allow me to serve you. Please allow me to serve you. I've tried for so many years in this life and so many lifetimes to be happy independent of you, and now I humbly request you to accept me as your servant. Allow me to serve you. Allow me to serve you, please. So in that case, when we're chanting in a more prayerful way, it's not that there are two things going on, the chanting and the praying. Sometimes I'm chanting, sometimes I'm praying, because that's going to cause difficulty if we do that, even though it's prayers naturally come sometimes. But what I mean to say is our chanting can be colored by that mood of prayer. Just like when a mother is calling for her beloved child, she's calling the name of her child. But it's more than just listening to the name. She's calling. She's calling for the child. The mood of I want my child to be here, to come for whatever reason, is coloring her mood, is coloring her calling for the child. And there's not two things going on. It's not that she's trying to hear the child's name and also calling the child, but rather the calling of the child is infused. What's the Hebrew word for infused, please? Okay, let's see if we can, possible to get some agreement. What is the Hebrew word for? What's a good Hebrew word for? Not the one, maybe. For infused, like you put sugar inside the milk and it becomes one thing, not two things.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. How do you say it? Upma?
Mutma.
Mutma. Oh. Mutma. Yes?
Mutma, yeah.
Okay. So it's not there are two things, the calling and with the meaning attached to it and the hearing, but rather it intensifies, the two put together intensifies the hearing process. And then there's obviously so many other levels. And sometimes even through one japa session, chanting session, we may go through many different levels of our chanting. And we'll begin in a few minutes, very soon. But one thing that I've seen and I'd like to pass to you is that if somehow or another Krishna gives you the opportunity to chant on a level that's a little higher than you usually chant or a little better, take real advantage of it. Because I've seen sometimes I'm struggling to hear and my mind is going all over the place and I'm struggling to hear, and then suddenly by the grace of Krishna I can hear the Hare Krishna mantra, or there's some desire to be with Krishna comes to the heart. So many times at that point, when Krishna more or less opens the door, I've been struggling, sort of standing outside the door and trying to get in, and suddenly the door opens. At that time, and I've noted it, sometimes I'll say, oh, this is really nice. Now I can hear anytime I want to, but then I don't do it. Then I don't walk through the door, even though he's opened it. So it's very important that if the door opens even a little bit, that you walk through and take advantage of that opportunity. But to begin with, at least let us try our best to be with Krishna in the form of the holy names by hearing. And this is one of the healthiest things you can do for your mind also, just in general, for healing the the ills of the mind that Kali Yuga's life has caused. this is one of the healthiest things one can do for the mind, is make the sincere attempt to focus on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So before we begin, and I'll begin in 1 minute only, that one point and then prayer. Before we begin, I'd like to say that I'll talk while we're chanting sometimes, but don't stop chanting. Just use the talking to help refocus you in your chanting. But don't stop chanting, and don't even listen if you don't have to or if you don't want to. Sometimes I'll talk a little more frequently and sometimes a little less frequently. But try to do what I say, in the sense of what I'm basically saying, just some hints, just reminding us to refocus and reminding us what we're doing, what our goal is while we're here, is to be with Krishna in the form of these holy names, by hearing at least. Okay, so what I suggest is that you offer some prayers to Guru Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Gornatai, who kindly comes, Sukhavna Bhalti of Sukhavna Devi. And then, whenever you're ready, just begin to chant. I recommend not chanting too loudly, loud enough that you can hear. If you get tired, you can just stand up, sit down as much as you like. And if you need to chant louder, then it's probably that you're afraid it might be distracting to others. Then you can, you know, find a place that is that you won't distract others and chant a little more loudly. So begin any time you want, whenever you're ready. And we'll chant for perhaps 15, 20 minutes right now in this session. Please begin whenever you like. But try your best to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. And if you try steadily, consistently, you'll see slowly your mind becomes more peaceful and it accepts what it's supposed to be doing. So begin whenever you're ready. Thank you. Krishna, Lord Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Just try your best. This is such a rare opportunity we have. We have nothing else to do. And that's one of the most important principles to accept. Right now, for this short time period that we're together chanting, nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't be shy to chant a little louder. So we're trying to just let the mind be in the mode of goodness, but focus, try to hear. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate, beginning with Hare. You have nothing else to do, just try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try to hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra. Keep your goal very simple. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, you're very fortunate. Keep that as your goal, as we're chanting, the basic goal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you could hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with the word Hare, you're very fortunate. Keep it very simple. And if your mind wanders, it's natural. But bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with the word Hare, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And try your best. That's all. Try your best.
To be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And if your mind wanders, don't worry, it's quite natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. And we have plenty of time, so don't worry. Just try your best, that's all. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra beginning with Hare. Hare Krishna. And you have nothing else to do now. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You have nothing else to do now. You can just accept this one point. It will be very helpful. Now is a very special and rare time. Just, you have nothing to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Hare Krishna. And try your best, that's all. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's sort of a giving of this morning to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. It's a rare and fortunate time. You have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, beginning with Hare, you are very fortunate. Just try your best. Accept that you have nothing else to do now. Just accept that simple fact. This is your time to be with Krishna. This is your time to be with Krishna. Try your best. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If your mind wanders, that's natural. Don't worry about it. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare. Just try your best. Very, very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Just try your best. Keep it very simple. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with the word Hare, you are very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Very, be very gentle as you chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Be committed to the sincere attempt that we're speaking of. During this short time we're together, let's try your best. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Just try your best. Just bring your mind back to the simple goal of hearing one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Just try your best. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hari, you're very fortunate. Very fortunate, and you have nothing else to do. The attempt itself is wonderful. Hari Rama. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna Ram mantra. Keep it very simple. Keep a very simple goal. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ram mantra, you are very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And if your mind listens to the second half of the mantra, that's such a good opportunity to hear the first half of the mantra when you begin again the next mantra. Just try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, you are so fortunate. This is between you and Krishna. And if you hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Krishna. For just a few minutes and then we'll begin again. Anyone like to say how they did? Raise your hand if you'd like to say how you did in your chanting. I heard a deep breath in answer to that, my question. Would anyone like to say how they did in their chanting this time? During this that 20-minute period? Yes, it's your question.
It was good. I mean, some parts I lost my mind, but some parts I kind of reached a better concentration. Yes. It was wonderful. I mean,
yeah.
If I can try to analyze my own chanting, I have some part which is really ritualistic, I would say, almost mindless. I have a higher part. Which is kind of yogic. Struggle with my mind, try to focus my mind.
Yes.
And I have some parts which are more personal. I feel Krishna there.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure exactly in what sense I should be with Krishna. I mean,
yes.
I feel Krishna is there, but I'm saying Krishna. I know Krishna is there, but I'm not sure exactly. What am I supposed to do with Krishna? I'm kind of a little embarrassed.
What is he doing there?
What is Krishna doing there? What are you doing there? Yeah.
No, sorry. Not what Krishna is doing. What am I supposed to do in Krishna's
yes,
presence?
Yes, I understood that.
The embarrassment is on my part.
Yes, I understood.
Krishna's here. And That's the better part.
See, what I would like to recommend is keep it simple. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of the holy name and let the mantra do the rest, because there's such a tendency for the analytical mind to enter in and try to figure it all out and etc., etc., etc. And just see what will happen if you're just there with Krishna and the Maha Mantra. You're with Krishna in the form of his holy names and let him do all the rest in that form. So my one question I'd like to ask, were you able to hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
I think some mantras I was able to hear the first parts.
Yes.
And then I lost it around the middle.
Yeah.
And some I got better in the last parts.
Yes.
Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
But I don't think I got the whole thing fully focused.
Yes.
Either the beginning or the end,
yes,
which was more focused.
And were you trying your best?
I'm trying.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Can I say something more?
Yes.
I'm not trying to pray to Krishna when I'm saying that.
Yes.
I mean, I heard many times that chanting is a prayer and you pray to Krishna, but I'm trying to avoid it. I mean, I don't want to go in kind of emotional, self-concentrated state of mind. Oh, Krishna, I'm so foreign. I want to think about Krishna, not about me, and
yes,
give me this and give me that, or even give me service. Trying to hear.
Yes. To be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. Can I, one hint that I've learned, because my mind can definitely do that too, and I'll hear the first part and then it's gone, it slips away, or I'll hear the second part. But I've seen that hearing the second part is a great gift, because if you hear the second part of the mantra, it's easy to hold on to it and get to the first part. So see the opportunity that the second part offers you in going around to the first part and then hearing the whole mantra. If you understand what I mean. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how they did in their chanting?
I want to ask something.
Okay, if it's simple, okay.
it may be personal for you. That now you are giving us, you are helping us to concentrate.
Yes.
So this is external stimulus for me to concentrate on the Maha Mantra. But the question is, if you can advise us how to internally find this stimulation. To
you mean I'm providing external stimulation?
Yes, right now. But
just tell yourself the same thing that I'm telling you. If I can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I'm so fortunate. Keep it very simple. Unless you're a university professor, don't try to analyze too much. Just try to hear. Just try to be with Krishna. Just keep reminding yourself of what you're doing, and remind yourself this is a rare time, and that you actually have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do now is make this very sincere attempt to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. So this. I mean, it's not very. I say the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then, as we, this is just sort of to welcome everyone into what's going on. And then, as we go on throughout the day, I'll talk much less because you already know what you're doing. Because we live such busy lives, physically, mentally. But this is the time not to live that. This isn't the time to live that life. This is the time to do sadhana, which means practice being with Krishna in the form of his holy names. That's what japa is. And it's a rare time when you actually have nothing else to do. And someone's reminding you that you have nothing else to do. So take advantage of the time just to try your best and really be satisfied with the attempt. Just be satisfied with the attempt. And then as gradually as the mind actually cools down a little bit, then the hearing is the most natural thing. Someone, you're saying something, you're actually hearing what you're saying. Anyone like to say how they did in their chanting that time? Yes. Mm. And then we'll go back to chanting.
I felt that it was better than usually the chanting, but when I felt some kind of relief inside, then I just thought it's my imagination.
Some what inside?
Relief.
Yes, relief.
So I thought maybe it's just my imagination and I'm just convincing myself that it is good.
Yeah. And then the mind will tend to say, it's not your imagination. Then your mind will say, it is your imagination. No, it's not. Well, how do you really know it's not? Well, I'm not really sure how you really know, but how do you really know it's not? So don't follow all the playful tuggings of the mind and try to work things out on that. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of this whole image by hearing. So whether it's relief or not relief, never mind. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. That's the mental platform. We're trying to ease the mental platform and go to a deeper level, the spiritual platform, by being with Krishna. At least the attempt itself is wonderful. So that's just what the mind does. It's sort of, I'm doing it. Wait, I'm not supposed to be able to hear. Everyone says it's so difficult. I'm hearing, and maybe I'm not really. How do you know if you're really hearing or really not hearing? And then, the mind's gone. It's gone into some its own realm, trying to gather a little bit of pleasure from the mental level. But we want to just relax that. Another trick of the mind, you know, you're hearing, you're not hearing. I am so. Well, you don't deserve to hear, be able to do it. Well, how do you know? Well, you know even better than me how much. After you did this, and after you did this, and then this is just the mind playing, that's all. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. And it's the mind in the mode of goodness that's aware of the present. The mind in the mode of goodness is aware of the present. And what are you doing? It's chanting. The mind of the mode of passion is jumping away to the future. And the mind of the mode of ignorance is lamenting the past. So just be aware that we're just trying to be a little bit in goodness and keep, that's why I suggest keeping it very simple. Don't make, from now on I'm going to hear all my mantras, and just keep it simple. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, wonderful, and the attempt itself is wonderful, and the attempt itself is wonderful. So, did you hear one mantra in the midst of that? How wonderful! And when I say that, I mean it. I mean, that's wonderful. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, go put last.
You mentioned that when a mother calls her child, she infuses her calling with her love, but she doesn't think of hearing. She's not busy trying to hear the name. She's just calling. So it helped me so much. Usually I'm a little bit shy. I won't be able to chant, and my mind wanders so much. But it was very easy for me today to chant, because I wasn't busy trying to hear. I was just trying to call.
Okay. And were you able to hear one Hare Krishna mantra? Very good. Keep it simple. Okay. Why don't we just keep sort of start again, because I think in every session of our life, you know, our life has so many segments to it. So it's very, very helpful at the beginning of every new segment of we're going to change your activity, even if it's, you know, now I have to go drink some water. I'm chanting japa. And I'm amazed. I can go for 30 seconds and come back and sit down again. And I've lost everything that I, the momentum that I had, because this is the nature of the mind. So at every session, every new beginning of every session, just start and sort of remind yourself what you're doing, what you're supposed to be doing, and a little prayerfully, slowly and humbly enter. So, just whenever you're ready, just begin at your own time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And just keep it very simple.
keep it simple. You want the mind to slow down a little bit. But don't try and slow down the mind. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. One. And if you can hear one mantra, you're very fortunate. If you can hear the second half of the mantra, you're so fortunate, because it so naturally leads to hearing the first half, beginning with Hare. Nothing else to do now. This is your time to be with Krishna. It's a rare time, it's a private time. Just try your best to turn to Krishna in a simple way. And if you can chant prayerfully, how nice. If you can chant with taste, how nice. If you can chant with attachment, how nice. If you can chant with love, how nice. But if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Keep it simple. If you have nothing else to do, try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And be very gentle as you try to hear, like a bird flying over the water, just touching the water. Very gently try to touch the mantra with your consciousness by hearing. Very gently.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. Krishna mantra japa hoya sarva papa chai. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. If your mind wanders, it's all right, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing. He hearing one Hare Krishna mantra, and you have nothing else to do now. This is a special time. You have nothing else to do other than being with Krishna in the form of his holy name. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're very fortunate. Just try your best. Nothing else is required. Just try your best to be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. The attempt is as good as success. Try your best. Bring your mind back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. If your mind wanders, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Try your best. Keep it very simple. Be determined to try your best. Make a sankalpa, a determination. And now is my time to be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. I'm going to try my best to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. Become humble, even if you are not successful, so successful. If you become humble, that will give you the key to calling out to Krishna. Thank you. you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Just try your best. This is your time, a very rare time when you have nothing else to do other than being with Krishna. Try your best. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Keep your goal very simple. And if you hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare try your best. This is a rare time. You have nothing else to do now except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. If you can accept that and be determined to try your best, that is wonderful. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 If your mind wanders, it's quite natural, don't worry about it. Just try to hear one Hare Krishna mantra.
just bring it back to that simple goal. Try it. Okay, why don't we just stop right now? Anyone would like to say how they're doing? Anyone who hasn't spoken? How they're chanting? Anyone like to say? Friend, I know that when someone goes like this, it means they want to talk, but they're too shy. So go ahead. Huh? No? Who do you look to see if they were behind the pillow? Mm-hmm. Pillar? Anyone like to say how they did?
First, I started chanting very slowly.
Yes.
Then I could hear the full mantra, but I couldn't keep up with it. I was very dizzy when I was too slow. Then when I paced up the, I couldn't hear the full mantra,
yes.
But it made me feel more awake. So I have to find the right balance in between to hear and stay awake.
Yes.
The time I felt the mind start to very innocently,
seemingly innocently.
Yes. Start to say something about the situation and about the japa, and slowly it takes me to another place, totally different place.
Yeah. It starts like this. Excuse me, did you say something? No. Could you please say that a little more loudly? I thought you'd never ask. I have so many things I want to tell you right now. Were you able to hear one mantra in that period? Thank you. Maybe we could open the windows because I feel it's getting a little stuffy. Yes, thank you.
You say it's a rare thing to do to chant japa, and you say we should sometimes feel honored to do some service. So it's kind of service, as I understand it.
Yeah.
So these kinds of thoughts sometimes makes me feel proud. So it's totally wrong to chant this
okay.
way. And if
let
I
me ask you a question.
Hear something,
when you chant, when you get proud, and first of all, I don't mean it is rare to chant japa, but what I specifically mean is when you're in a situation and you're consciously thinking that I have nothing else to do, and you're accepting that I have nothing else to do, and this is my time to be with Krishna, that is very rare, specifically. Okay, now back to what you said. Say you get proud. And how does your chanting go?
It goes wrong.
So then you get humble.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Don't worry. And then when one gets a little bit humbled, then Krishna, unless you help me, what hope do I have? And then the chanting is moving to a bit of a different level, the calling out level. Were you able to hear one mantra while you were chanting that time?
Just before I got proud.
Okay, but were you able to hear one mantra? Very good. Thank you. Yes.
It was easy for my mind to accept that I have nothing to do now, the chanting japa. But then it got busy with what I have to do later, and got worried about what I have to do later.
Yeah.
And it's the struggle. This time I felt I don't have to struggle. I just have to try to.
Exactly, exactly. Let the mind do what it's going. You can do that, my dear mind. You can worry about that. I'll be back later. Right now I'm going to try to hear one mantra. Exactly, don't, because you get entangled in the struggle. There's a meditation saying, that which you resist persists. So if you get entangled in the struggle, exactly what you were saying. Very, very good. So were you able to hear one mantra? How wonderful. Anyone else? Yes.
So I was chanting, my mind it wandered from time to time, but mainly I thought to myself, I need to hear one mantra, and then I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Very
only that mantra. One mantra, one mantra, one mantra, one mantra.
Yeah.
I'll be more quiet. Yeah, the mind is like, it's like a piece of soft clay. When you put impressions into it, it holds those impressions. So what you want to do is, so that can be a blessing and a curse, both. So what we want to do is impress the mind with very deep spiritual sanskaras, is the Sanskrit word for impressions. So the sound of the Maha Mantra, and I see this when if you chant all day long, or if you hear the Maha Mantra, you know, kirtans and things like that, then the Maha Mantra will naturally come to your mind at other times, and you'll start singing, because the impression is made very deeply. So what we want to do is make that Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's pastimes, we want to step by step make very deep impressions of that, of them, of Krishna in our consciousness. And those impressions, those are our wealth, actually. We're able to hear one mantra this. Good. Thank you. Very fortunate. One more. Anyone else like to say? Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah. But first, say how you did.
Well, the first half was better.
Yeah.
Because it's like the first time I actually thought about how to adjust my mind to the current situation. So like I thought maybe I need to be mindful of the breathing and pull the first mantra. Pull it on.
And did, you know, were you able to hear one mantra in the first and the second section each?
Like the first half was
Yes. Did you mean the first half, the first session or the second session?
Is
I'm referring to. And the second session?
No, I mean the first half of the mantra.
Okay.
The second session was better.
Okay.
You said that it's natural for the. For the mind to wonder.
Yeah.
I was wondering about the how's it for the mind of the jiva in the pure state? Is it natural for it to wonder or
no? It's natural for the mind in the mode of passion to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the chaitta is the Sanskrit word for it. Or in yoga terms, citta vritti, fluctuating, the fluctuations of the mind. But it comes very much from the mode of passion. So the reason so when the mind is more in goodness, as sometimes the mind hits while we're chanting, then it's not wandering very much. But the reason why I say that is so that when our mind wanders, we don't get discouraged, because it's quite natural in Kali Yuga that it happens. So if we think that, boy, I have really a serious problem, everyone is probably, no one here's mind is wandering except me, you know, I'm probably, then we can get really lost and entangled in those kind of negative thoughts, and we don't want that to happen. So I say that to basically ease the mind, ease everyone's mind, from getting entangled in the fact that it's wandering. And just let it wander, but you just try and hear. That's such a nice way to deal with it. That's what, when I say deal with it very gently, that's exactly what I mean. Let it do it. Okay, you want to be wild right now? Go ahead. I'm going to try and listen to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's a gentle way to deal with it. And it's better to be gentle about it, about being in goodness, because other than the other way, it's going to forcibly get... And that, you know, it's so passionate about being in goodness, and that doesn't work for long. You get tired so quickly. So is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to try again? I'll tell you how I did in that one. In that one, I started out okay. Then I got in because I have to talk all the time. So that I got entangled in something, and then it led to something else, and then I really lost what I was doing. But then I refocused and said, this is a very rare time that actually right now I have nothing else to do except take advantage of this time when I'm chanting and have nothing else to do but be with Krishna by hearing. And then I was able to actually refocus, and I actually heard a mantra. Or two even. It was very nice. I like it. And the way I define good chanting for myself personally is that when you're chanting and you feel like you can just chant all day long and you don't want to do anything else, you don't even want to answer your emails or whatever or SMSs. Just, I'm happy just being with Krishna in the form of his holy names. So let's try another one, another session. Now it's 12 o'clock, exactly. So if it's your duty, you can chant your mantras now, Sandhya. And everyone else, just, is it getting too cold now?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we? But leave a little bit of air. It's that delicate balance point. Yeah, a little more closed, yeah. A little more closed even on this side. And then in 10 minutes you can open it up 3 inches if required. Okay, just get focused again for this next segment of time. If you so choose, please make a sankalpa, a determination. For this 20 minutes, not a very long time, I'm going to try my best. My mind may think enough. This is enough already. My mind may say, yes, I'm going to. Never, whatever my mind says, I'm going to let it say what it's going to say. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. So offer some prayers for strength. And whenever you're ready, begin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Keep it very simple. Keep your goal very simple. Try your best. Hare Krishna.
have nothing else to do now. This is your time to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. If you make that a determination for a short period, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try my best. Be determined about that one thing for this short period. Have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. And if you could hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Be determined to try your best. If you hear the second part of the mantra, how fortunate. Let that be the key that you can enter the beginning of the next mantra and then the whole mantra. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just try your best. Bring it back and try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra with the beginning of the word Hare, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to the simple goal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. And if chanting a little bit louder will help you when you're focused, don't be shy to do it. If standing up will help you, don't be shy. Stand up. If being a little bit alone will help you, so I can chat louder, don't be shy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Try to want to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Be determined to try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama 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 Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama. Just keep bringing the mind back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names and hearing one Hare Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, focus on the simple goal and be determined about that. Be determined to keep your vow, your sankalpa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama. To try your best during this short time, this short period. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra with the beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. Be determined to try your best. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Okay. Anyone like to say how they're doing? Yes.
It's a combination between a sincere prayer and hearing is very helpful.
Did you hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra? Anyone else like to say how they were chanting? Yes.
I would like to ask, is it okay to put a tape of Prabhupada's chanting and listen also to this?
There are many questions similar to that, in the sense of, can I look at a picture of Krishna or look at my deities and my response is, if it helps you hear the Hare Krishna mantra, yes, definitely. Definitely. I try to keep the center on the hearing. So what helps you be with Krishna, then accept it. Krishna in the form of hearing, being with him.
consciously, because conscious when it's the hearing is how we touch Krishna by our consciousness, the basic way, the foundational way. And I also see that, because what we're doing very much right now is we're just trying to get the consciousness a little bit in goodness, the mind in some goodness, so that it's easier to hear. And then it becomes quite simple in a sense. I mean, not easy, but it's simple and it's so much easier. That's why it's so much easier to chant early in the morning if we have that fortune to chant our rounds early in the morning before the mind gets really worked up into the mode of passion. So, yes. I also see, I noticed in myself during that time how goodness can so quickly turn to ignorance. Just before I fall asleep, I've just heard this really good mantra. But I know what's going to happen next because I've experienced it already. Does that happen to anyone else sometimes? Of course, none of you have that kind of problems. Because your goodness is like, or ignorance is like the reflection of goodness in a way. It's very focused, but it's dull, while the other one is alive and awake and conscious. So it can just flip in a second. So, but not when one has taste. When taste arises in the heart for the holy name, then it just flows so easily. But we can't do that by our will.
I meant to say
that we can't will desire. From now on, I'm going to have taste. But like we're chasing that. We're chasing when we're trying to hear and we're struggling with it. It's like showing the sincerity of our attempt to be with Krishna. So we're running after Krishna, so to speak. And then suddenly if he turns around and captures us, then it's very, very, very easy. So that's more like what taste is. Once the sweetness comes from the holy name, the mind is a little cooler and the sweetness comes. And then it's very easy to just chant and hear and chant and hear and chant and hear. You follow what I mean? And that's a gift. Can't be forced. So much of spiritual life is learning that point that we're dependent on Krishna and Krishna's mercy and God's mercy. We just can't do it on our own. So that's when we understand that more and we become humble, then our chanting can carry that flavor with it, that when will you be merciful to me? You know, I'm begging for your mercy. Like that. But that, of course, we don't imitate that. We just try to hear, and then then we don't hear very well, and then we can become more humble and call out. So it's a very natural process in a sense of in its development. You follow it? Good question. Any other question? Was that a question beginning to take birth? Are you sure? Did you want to say how your chanting was? Huh?
I'm fine, just
okay. Were you able to hear one mantra? Good. How nice. Anyone else like to say? Yes.
I think it was the first time that I managed to like hit the mind when it started bothering me. And it was the first time I ever did it. And it got quiet down for the first two times. But then the third time it like came slowly and I found myself thinking of something else. And I wondered, is it best to just like hit it and to done with it, or to ease it and try to, okay, I'll think about it later?
Well, it depends upon what works. Sometimes, if you have a strong mind, you can hit it and get really strong with it, and then it will come back with 50 times the strength and knock you over later. So it depends what works. So one should know what works with one's mind. So if you can be strong with it consistently, then it's okay to be very strong with it. If you can do that consistently, but if you can gonna be strong 1 minute, and then when it comes back, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. Better to be a little more gentle in your approach and dealing with your mind if you're not going to be consistent to that. Consistency is a very important thing. For me personally, if I could hear one mantra, I feel myself very fortunate. And be more gentle with the mind. That's easier for me. Yeah, okay, mind. You want to? Okay. I'm going to listen right now. Very gentle. I think of it like a bird flying over the water. It just touches the water sometimes like that. So if you can just touch the sound vibration with your consciousness, it just settles. That's how I prefer it. But if you're very, very determined, and if you're going to put that mind in its little ball, in a little box, and tie it up and lock it up, and you better be good. There are very, very accomplished people like that. So if you can do it, do it. But if not, just find another way to deal with the mind. Prabhupada has said in 5th canto of the Bhagavatam, the best training for the mind is neglect. I'm not talking to you anymore. At least during japa. At least this 15, that's why I'm trying to divide it up into like shorter periods so we can become determined for at least during this short period, this is what I'm going to do.
Is this the best way to deal with it? To do like 20 minutes?
I think it's the best way to deal with a group. But I also see that if you're chanting and some taste is coming, don't say, well, I've chanted my 20 minutes. Just certainly go with it. And of course, we're not very practiced in focusing, except when we're on Facebook. We're not very focused, practiced in that. So therefore, it's just a way to begin. So the best way means for who and at what time. And also, there's dangers in that in the sense of I've chanted 20 minutes, now I'm just going to answer a few emails. And then you come back 7 hours later. So these things do take discipline. So it's most important is to have a certain time in the morning. That's the best thing. This is what you do your sadhana. And if you need some breaks for some prayer, there are many devotees who do that. 5 minutes of reading, 2 minutes of reading, just to put some content in the heart sometimes, and to refocus and fix your determination again. It's also okay. See what works for you. Okay? Shall we try again? Oh yes, Hare Krishna. Did you hear one mantra?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
And you're going to forgive me for ignoring you in the beginning? I was only kidding, actually.
Very interesting. I knew it's about to come. Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna, see you later. So I'm going to say my mantras right now. So you just remember the things we mentioned about taking shelter and becoming determined. And for this short period that we're going to be chanting now, and this one will be our last one for this morning. Okay, when I said that, this will be our last session for this morning. What did your mind think?
Let's take advantage.
Okay, one, take advantage. Oh no, what else? Raise your hand. Huh?
Another session,
yeah. Another one. Do you expect me to cooperate after what you've done to me this morning? Just one more, though. There's only 20 minutes. Anyone else? Any other? Because the mind is interesting. It reacts in its own way. Anyone else like to say? Mind said, did you want to?
Immediately you want to do what I have to do later.
Do you want to do what you have? But if you do what you have to do later now, then what will you do later? Just think how much fun you're going to have doing it later. But don't think about it when you're chanting japa. That's the only point. So that's the mind in which mode of material nature?
Passion.
Okay. So very good. Passion is very, it has a great benefit more than ignorance, because in passion there's fruit that can be offered to Krishna. So it's very good. But not while we're chanting japa. So it takes a determination. So make your determinations and your prayers, and when you're ready, begin. But also, if it's too much for your mind, then you can leave. No problem. But leave before you make your determination. Not after. Once you make your determination, do it. And whenever you're ready, begin.
Thank you.
try your best. Just try your best. And if your mind wanders, don't worry. Just try your best to bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy name for this short period. Just try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are very fortunate. Try your best. Be determined to try your best. Yato yato nischarati manas chanchanamastiram. And if you're having trouble, turn to Krishna for help. Be determined to try your best. Not very much time left. Try your best, try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, yes, beginning with Hari, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have nothing else to do now. This is a rare time we can make our attempt to be with Krishna in the form of His holy name. Try your best. Hearing, praying, begging, crying. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Rama, Hari, Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari, Krishna, 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 Rupa Goswami included in Padyavali. If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to gain the goal of my life. The author is unknown. So we have a break now. Now Manjari can do all the thousands and millions of things that she has to do. But the trick is to come back at 4 and on time and just settle in, try to do the things that are required to settle into chanting. So what naturally happens, the mind has been enclosed in a little box. So what will naturally happen in these hours is the doors will open and the mind oh, fly and fly. Ah. And it'll fly all over the universe. And then at 4 o'clock when you say, could you please just go back into this little box and chant Hare Krishna again? It's wonderful box. The mind may want to play a little bit first. The mind will want to play a little first before it goes back in. So see if you can come a little bit early even and just settle the mind and explain to it that, don't worry, all I'm going to ask you to do is chant one mantra. What's the difficulty? And also probably it's just that resistance. And then as soon as we start, it settles back in. It knows what it has to do, and it does it as best as it can. So just start without me saying anything, whether I'm here or not, at 4 o'clock. Just sit and start and just see how you can just hear one Hare Krishna mantra. See if you can settle into that very wonderful way of chanting to be with Krishna. Okay? Did you want to answer that?
No. We have kirtan session.
Yeah. See, we'll have 1.5 this afternoon, 1.5 hour of japa, and then 1.5 hour of kirtan. And we're fortunate because we'll also have in attendance for the kirtan session to the Rohini Nandana Kirtan Ensemble are going to participate in the kirtan. Okay, Krishna willing, we shall see you at 4. This is incredible. According to my watch, it's exactly 1 o'clock. I'm going to end on time. Okay, we'll see you later. Hare Krishna. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Sisi Gaunatayi ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Nitai Gaur ki jai. Rest if you have to in between, so you're fresh and ready to go. How did you chant? How was your chant? Just be careful. By the mercy of God, you should be in the Holy Spirit. Did your mind cool down? What a rare occurrence.
What have they been doing so far? I was thinking, what have they been doing so far?
Yeah. So be here on time and try to see if you can. It's really by mercy. I don't know your schedule, but I'm going out. I have to be there by 12.
I make a little present.
Oh, how kind.
Yeah.
You knit also?
Yeah, sometimes.
How's your health?
I'm not very good, but...
Is there arthritis or something?
I have a neural tapia.
What?
Neural tapia. Yeah. It's something with the nerve. I can't feel my legs. My muscles are weak.
What do you do?
That gives me a lot of time to...
Can you walk around a lot? Can you do
a
that?
Little, yeah. I have a stick and a stick.
Makes one humble, doesn't it?
And I have more time to listen and think about my spiritual life. I want to become a little stronger.
How old are you now?
55. Yeah, I want to have the opportunity to associate more with the focus.
Yep.
I don't have much experience.
Yeah, because you live up there now.
Now I just got, they made for my guru Maharaj, they made a WhatsApp.
Something?
Yeah, a conference in the... cellular, the phone.
Yes.
Phone.
I also use WhatsApp like that, so it's really,
really?
Not like that, but it's really handy. But, yeah, so much easier than email.
And thank you. I really
and
enjoyed
you.
It. It gave me really motivation for chanting more. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, sure. And how was your chanting?
Chanting well, here was very good. Every day it's sometimes better, sometimes
yeah.
Worse. But this function was really good.
You know what you should do? You should teach it in this simple way. Just teach it. I'm going to eat real food soon, so I'm not sure I should do this. But why don't you maybe bring it over?
All right.
Why don't you, because I find that for people who have active minds, like us, who analyze everything, etc. So teaching it is the best thing you can do. It's the best thing I do for my...
I have a class. It's called the Comparative Hindu-Jewish class. So we have a class on chanting God's name.
Yeah,
names.
One class.
Okay. Yeah, in university.
Yeah.
And then I put a video of chanting in the class. The students are exposed to a loud chanting.
Yeah, kirtan specifically.
Yeah, kirtan. That's something I do as far as teaching. And the other teacher, he expresses reservations because I'm kind of converting them in the process. That's still I do.
Anyway, you've been doing it for so long. You're an established figure. They can't do very much.
No. I'm doing whatever I want in class.
Yeah.
I'm doing whatever I want. No problem. I show everything. I do everything. Everything's fine. And I'm also working better with ISKCON. My Gita, that book, Exploring the Bhagavad Gita, was done in Russian. By ISKCON in Russia. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj won that.
Yeah.
So they published that a few months ago.
Yes.
And there's some talks about...
you coming over for a lecture series.
I'm open for that. I want them to move it. I said, just let me know and I'll come. And we do the kind of raise ISKCON's profile. But so far they haven't done it. I think I'm ready to come. And about the yoga ladder,
the
yoga ladder.
Yes.
Remember we discussed that, and it's actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's ladder. I wrote a paper on that. I think I mentioned to you.
Maybe.
Yeah, we figured out he's the source of the ladder apparently, and I got his Gita commentary from Bhanu Swami. It was your idea.
Yes.
I got the book.
Yes.
And more or less figured out. It's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's yoga ladder. And my book on the Bhagavatam has just come out just a few days ago. Thank you. As the book of my life. That's where I argue for personalism. in the Gita, I don't really argue. I argue for the Gita as a universal philosophy, gunas, desires, everything. But as far as really personal philosophy, it's the Bhagavatam. That's where I argue that. I was in Vrindavan a few years ago, and I met Shivatsa Goswami.
Yeah.
So he said, "What's this thing with the Gita? You know, go deeper." And I said, Goswamiji, you know, you're a pujari. Before you approach the deity, you do some purification. So I said, I can't just go to Krishna. First I do the Gita, and then hopefully...
What did he say? He left.
He didn't really respond to that. I remember that conversation. No, we're good. But he was kind of looking a little down at me for doing the Gita. Kind of, you know, Gita. I think the Gita is great. I mean, it's sufficient for me as a lifetime service. Doing the Gita is more than enough. But I still want to do the Bhagavatam. No, it's probably just yesterday I got a mail from the publisher that the book has come out. He wants to send to me. That's the book I've been working on for many years.
And the best part is you become absorbed in the Bhagavatam.
I hope so. I want to be absorbed in the Bhagavatam. I want to be teaching. Yeah, of course.
Did you get to spend much time with your Guru Maharaj?
Much time, but I spent quite a bit of time. He came to Amirim, stayed with us. I went to see him a couple of times. Working and this and that. Went on.
Must have been. I mean, there's never a dull moment when he's around. That's for sure.
I actually...
Sometimes you long for a little dull moment sometimes.
We did a book in his honor, which I offered to him when he was here. It was kind of a guru dakshina. It was a book in Portuguese, done by a god brother of mine, Ram Charita Prabhu, and myself. And we're co-editors, he's the main editor. I helped him. And it's called... Philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, and we have devotees, scholars. Krishna Kshetra Maharaj is there, Garuda Prabhu is there, Satyaraj Prabhu, Radhika Ramana, and others, all the contributing chapters. So it was a book in his honor, and I brought it to him when he was here. Well, he was okay. I wouldn't say he was like deeply happy. Didn't get on the ecstasy. He was kind of okay. No, I'm serious. It was, great.
Yeah.
I was fine, but Ram Charita said, I took a photo of him with a book.
Yeah.
So Ram Charita was saying, he doesn't look happy, really. I said, yes, he was happy.
Yeah.
But not like overwhelmed.
The moon.
No, he wasn't overwhelmed in the deepest ecstasy. He was happy about it, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we did.
Yeah.
I think. And also, it gets us deeper into working in Brazil.
Yes, yes.
And we may also do the Gita there in Brazil. Oh, that's my daughter Kamalini.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Where did you just appear from?
I waited in the car, actually. But I did my homework, so it's okay.
What was your homework on?
Algebra.
Go like this. Move your hair. I want to see if you have your father's forehead with all the all the brains caught in there.
No. Yeah. I'd rather not.
Why?
Not that.
You want to keep your hair?
Yes, exactly.
How old are you?
I'm 16 years old. Okay.
How does it feel?
It's not as special as I thought it would be. You know, to be 16.
Yeah. Well, how old do you feel inside?
I'm not sure actually, because sometimes I act less mature than I am, and sometimes more. So.
Yeah. Slowly moving from that into your adult life. It's good to move slowly.
Nice to hear.
Yeah. Because the world is very complex. And the more your foundation is secure and who you are and everything like that. And it'll happen. You'll be out there and doing and be like and have your life.
When you're in this age, it's kind of hard to imagine that it will change.
Yeah.
I guess it have to happen.
It does. Because we were also 16 at one
time. Yes, I believe you.
I think it's a belief, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So he was 40 years, yeah. Now 56.
Yeah. For me, even longer. Add another 10 or 12 or 13 onto that. I was really eager to go when I was 16, but in some ways I landed on my nose. Yeah, so just slowly. There's an old Chinese saying about taking, and it's obvious, you take a step forward, you just have to make sure that that foot is firmly planted, and then you move up your back leg and take the weight off of your back leg. Slowly. But I'm sure you'll do very well. I'm sure, 100% sure. But a lot depends on who your friends are, too.
Yes, all of my friends. All of my many, many friends. Sorry.
Yes, that was an in joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
An in comment.
She doesn't have so many friends.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any good friends?
I have one or two close friends. But we're in different schools, so we don't speak too much.
But I've seen in life that the older you get, you value your friends. The older you get. And also, you don't really end up with more than one or two or three that you can really completely open your heart to. And if you have one or two or three, don't think yourself unlucky. Think yourself fortunate if they're real, real friends.
No,
and people who are deep, they don't tend to be flitting around.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. Not I don't like the this part because it's not real, you know. So I prefer just to stay away from that. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, don't be afraid to be deep if you're a deep person, a deep thinker.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
She's our deepest.
Huh?
She's our deepest.
Yeah. And you get lots of support from your parents.
Yes, I do. So what were you talking about before I...
Next book. Well, the book that just came out.
Books.
And Vedanta Maharaj's reaction to it and different things like that. You got to meet him this time, yes?
Yeah, Vedanta Maharaj.
Yes,
he was giving a class here. She was sitting near him. She was asking questions.
But he visited you.
Yeah, he also came to Amirim,
yes.
But he also came here to back and forth, yeah. He stayed overnight. We went to the B&B just nearby. Just a simmer, what you call it.
Excuse me, I'm going to wash my hands.
I'm just trying to think of anything there's I'd like to tell you.
Maybe I'll wash my hands and then I come back.
But maybe I have to go because I have to eat lunch.
No.
Just wait. Yeah. Okay, I have to submit. Because you ate this before, yes? You had a little bit of it.
What?
Something to eat.
Yes, I come for it. Oh.
Oh, I know what to tell you. Always carry a little water bottle with you. That's so
this
practical.
Is water? I thought it was the gel.
No. It's just water. Oh, it didn't work. I put the cap on. I guess Kristen didn't want me to squirt you in the nose. But what are you... Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah.
What is your name again?
Burijan.
Burijan. My name is Kamalini.
Yes.
Ah,
and I have two children too, but they're older than me.
Two daughters?
No, my son and a daughter. My son's
35
perhaps, and my daughter's 40. So they're already passed through the stages there. And you speak two languages? Or
yeah,
more?
Yes. I speak Hebrew also. English.
And?
English.
And?
No.
But any third language?
No. I'd like to know, but I don't have much time. I learn the music language, so if it counts.
Do you can read music?
Hmm?
Do you read music?
I'm not so good, because it's only my first year to learn it really deeply, but I read basic.
And what instrument do you play?
I used to play guitar, but now I sing.
If you would have told me that before, we would have you singing.
Oh, it's good that I didn't tell you.
Why? Will you be here this afternoon, or are you already finished your homework?
Finished, yeah.
Because we're going to have kirtan late in the afternoon.
I never know the words anyway. Unless it's sometimes it's special words, but unless it's in the basic, like
Hare Krishna. Yeah, we're going to do the basic.
Oh, okay.
Have you been to Vrindavan yet?
I think Vrindavan is the place when you go after life, no?
Janavi came, but Kamali didn't come to Vrindavan.
Vrindavan,
but a very, very special place. You should ask your father and mother to bring you to Vrindavan one day soon.
She was in Hong Kong, though, but not Vrindavan.
In where?
Hong Kong. She came to see me.
Hong Kong is very different from
very different.
You nag him until he brings you to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
How come you never take me to Vrindavan? You never take me to Vrindavan. You never take me to Vrindavan. You like it so much. It's so sweet. It has a sweetness like you've never seen before.
We might go travel there in the summer.
I hope so.
Why don't we never go to Vrindavan?
Yeah, that's the spirit. I like that. I like your spirit. Okay, I'll let you go. Now you can go wash your hands, even though they're okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you later. Come on. Good to meet you.
Thank you, Ru.
Hare Krishna.
No question. Just a minute.